From the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C., this is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Our stories this week include: judge upholds ruling dismissing county's Proposition 215 challenge, and marijuana use per se not a gateway to illicit drug use, study says. More information about these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. First today, from San Diego, California, judge upholds ruling dismissing county's Proposition 215 challenge. Superior Court Judge William Nevitt upheld last month's preliminary ruling, rejecting a lawsuit by San Diego County supervisors, who had argued that the state's medical cannabis laws should be preempted by the Federal Controlled Substances Act. In his opinion, Nevitt declared that the state's 10-year-old medical marijuana law is legal because it does not, quote, require, close quote, conduct that violates federal law. Nevitt also rejected plaintiff's challenge to California's 3-year-old medical ID card system, ruling that, quote, requiring the counties to issue identification cards for the purpose of identifying those whom California chooses not to arrest and prosecute for certain activities involving marijuana does not create a positive conflict with federal law, close quote. In 2004, the California legislature approved legislation calling on counties to issue identification cards to state-authorized medical cannabis patients. San Diego supervisors, along with lawmakers from San Bernardino and Merced counties, filed suit against the state of California and Normal's San Diego affiliate earlier this year, rather than comply with the ID card law. It is unclear whether defendants will appeal Judge Nevitt's ruling. Quote, we are pleased that the court ruled that San Diego must follow California's medical marijuana law, close quote, said California Normal coordinator Dale Gerringer. He continued, quote, defendants would be well advised to stop wasting taxpayers' money on this ill-advised lawsuit. The ID cards will save the county money by avoiding needless arrest and prosecution of legal patients, close quote. For more information, please contact Keith Strupp, Normal's legal counsel, at area code 202-483-5500, or Dale Gerringer, California Normal's coordinator, at area code 415-563-5858. Next up today, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania: marijuana use per se, not a gateway to illicit drug use, study says. Adolescent marijuana use is not a reliable predictor of later substance abuse, according to clinical trial data published this month in the American Journal of Psychiatry. Investigators at the University of Pittsburgh School of Pharmacy tracked the drug use patterns of 214 boys, beginning at ages 10 to 12, for a period of up to 12 years. All of the subjects eventually used either legal or illegal drugs. Researchers found that adolescents who used marijuana prior to using other drugs, including alcohol and tobacco, were no more likely to develop a substance abuse disorder than other subjects in the study. The study's findings, quote, call into question the long-held belief that has shaped prevention efforts and governmental policy for 6 decades, close quote, researchers declared in a press release. Investigators said that environmental factors, e.g. a greater exposure to illegal drugs in their neighborhoods, as well as subjects, quote, proneness to deviancy, close quote, were the two characteristics that most commonly predicted substance abuse. Quote, this evidence supports what's known as the common liability model, which states that the likelihood that someone will transition to the use of illegal drugs is determined not by the preceding use of a particular drug, but instead by the user's individual tendencies and environmental circumstances, close quote, investigators stated in a press release. They added, quote, the emphasis on the drugs themselves rather than the other more important factors that shape a person's behavior has been detrimental to drug policy and prevention programs, close quote. A 1999 review by the U.S. National Academy of Sciences Institute of Medicine also disputed the hypothesis that cannabis use is a stepping stone to other illicit drug use, concluding that pot was not a, quote, gateway drug to the extent that it is a cause or even that it is the most significant predictor of serious drug abuse, close quote. Dr. Duncan Clark from the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center was co-author of the study.
The other issue we looked at was whether or not the sequence, that is, illicit or legal drugs followed by marijuana, or the sequence in the other direction, marijuana followed by use of alcohol and tobacco, had some predictive value. And basically, we found that that sequence didn't predict whether or not adolescents develop problems. We're not totally convinced. I wouldn't say that marijuana use doesn't have some influence, but I suspect that marijuana use has less of an influence than other personality and environmental characteristics.
That was Dr. Duncan Clark of the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, co-author of the study. Full text of the new study, Predictors of Marijuana Use in Adolescents Before and After Illicit Drug Use, Examination of the Gateway Hypothesis, appears in the December issue of the American Journal of Psychiatry. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information about the stories today and membership in the foundation is available at norml.org. You can catch our new daily podcast, Normal's Daily Audio Stash, at normalaudiostash.com. Stay tuned every week here for Normal News, right here on this station, your cell phone, computer, or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com. Cannabis, pot, reefer, bud, weed, marijuana. 97 million Americans have tried it. Maybe you have too. Over 750,000 Americans were arrested for marijuana-related offenses last year, almost 90% for simple possession, breaking families apart and sending otherwise law-abiding citizens to already overcrowded courts and jails. The war on drugs is really a war on good Americans who smoke pot. The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, or NORML, is the largest and most successful organization seeking to bring an end to marijuana prohibition, allowing essential medicine to reach patients and for regular Americans to enjoy a greater level of freedom. Join NORML to end marijuana prohibition. Just visit normal.org, that's NORML.org, or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL. That's 888-67-NORMAL.